Hello guys, my name is Alok Khatri and this is my first ever episode of my podcast. This is called Alchemy. In this podcast, I will be talking about simple elements of life that really have a different kind of impact in our life. I want to talk about the way they are perceived. I want to talk about the way they are working. And I want to just keep on exploring different ideas over here and share it with you guys so that I could add some value to whatever you are doing in your life right now. Today in this first podcast, I want to talk about love because I believe that is the most powerful feeling we crave or we want to give as human beings. All of us want to be loved, and all of us want to express love to someone, something, or any work that we do as well. And once we cannot receive that love, or once we cannot express that love, we really suffocate ourselves and reflect that into different forms in our work, in our relationships, and a lot of things that would happen in their life. I'm really sorry with a bit of noise on the background, but I'm just not putting it together or perfecting it for the first time. I'm just like putting my thoughts across and talking to you guys. So in the context of love, from my childhood, I've always heard about this term called falling in love. And I guess that even you guys must have felt the idea of falling in love, or you guys must have even heard about the idea of falling in love. And I've also heard conversation about there is no rising in love, there's always falling in love, right? And I see a lot of negative connotation regarding this specific topic, but then it's fine. It's just another perspective. I believe, I personally have come to believe in my life about two very important things. The first thing is the power of process, and the second is in the idea of devotion. I've come to believe that process is the only thing that is real. Everything is about the process, not about the starting point, not about the destination. We can create anything we want in the process of time if we give it enough time and follow the elements of the process. And then we can really create powerful stuff if we devote ourselves to something. Devotion is incredible. Me coming from Nepal, it is part of our culture, though our devotion is to a temple or an idol or a religious setup. But we practice the idea of devotion very early in our lives, and that is a part of our culture. So when I hear falling in love, I see both these elements coming into picture, and I feel that this is one of the most powerful lessons that we can learn in life as people. Because there are two things. When we say falling in love, we really feel the idea of devotion going into it. You know, like I'm falling in love with someone, and I've been extremely fortunate to be a part of relations that have been incredibly beautiful, where I've been loved very powerfully, and I have been able to love powerfully as well. So once that idea of devotion comes in, it really, really shows different facets of life that mind never tells. Mind is always created out of things that we have experienced in our life, and it comes out of experience. However, there's more to life always. And I've come to say that devotion is the only thing. Devotion to anything, devotion to a person, devotion to an art form, devotion to your work, devotion to anything is the only thing that brings in more intelligence out of something that mind cannot decipher for the first place. And the second thing over here is the idea of falling. Yes, falling in love is amazing because it really teaches us the idea of fall. And once we go through that fall and we do not judge it at the end of it, it really makes us really powerful as people, because we can fall again. And we can fall again and again and again and again and again, because we know for a matter of fact that whenever I fall, I can find a way to use that energy or that intensity that we feel, that pain that we feel, to create something of value that is beyond what I've already experienced. even if you have to take reference from physics, energy can only be transformed from one form to the other. It can never be destroyed. And even we cannot be destroyed until and unless we leave our physical body and leave this world. So I feel there's like really powerful lessons in this single phrase of falling in love, and I feel like everyone should once, if not more, in their life, like really experience the idea of really falling madly deeply in love. It doesn't need to be with a person; it can be with anything, you know. However, on the other side, I also feel that once we surrender ourselves completely to it, and when once we hear the intelligence coming out of it, there will come a time when there will be a change in direction of those two elements being in the picture. It can be you and one more person, it can be you and your worth, right? So at that point of time, life generally, like really tests, at least I can say from my experience, our ability to let go so that we can create something else. Life really would really test our ability to say very respectfully without remorse that this is such an incredible experience that I've been through. Now, maybe I can create something more. You know, and that doesn't come out of the cravings, or that doesn't come out of abortion. It comes out of like just indifferently seeing that idea and saying that, okay, I feel that it's been an incredible journey together, but then now I feel that it is time to move, and that's an art, and that's a really difficult art to master. But then I feel like these three elements coming into picture would really make someone like really really powerful, and they can really create powerful and like original stuff out of them, which they do not have to create for somewhere else or take it from somewhere else. So summarizing everything that I said just now, I would just want to leave you guys with three things. But first, I really, really hope that wherever you are, are at least madly in love with one thing, and that we do not judge the idea of falling, because that makes us powerful as people, and we do not judge the idea of being madly devoted to someone, because the intelligence that comes out of devotion cannot be matched to anything that we read in books or anywhere, because 99% of the things we do not know yet. And there is one thing about saying that I do not know, and there is one thing about saying yet. So there is always a possibility for us to see more, experience more, learn more. That's how the progression of life has been. So I hope wherever you are in the world right now, I hope at this point of time in your life, even if you're hitting rock bottom, you know that you can flip it up. You can flip it up and use that energy to create something really, really value. And even if you're hitting rock bottom, you do not judge the idea of falling, because we can fall again and again and again and again and again in life and again in life. However, the journey of falling and creating something is what makes life so beautiful. I hope I could add some value to you guys. And until the time I come back again with one more podcasts of mine, I hope you guys have an incredible time and live in an extraordinary way. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.